Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Monday, February 27. Coming up, Jamaica records 1.4% GDP growth. Way now clear for Caribbean Maritime Institute to obtain university status and ground broken for construction of 1,500 homes in St. James. The details after the break.
Residents of Yalas and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Tuesday, February 28 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas. 3-day express service will be offered alongside our regular 7-day service. No cash will be accepted. You can make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Tuesday, February 28, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas.
Now the news. Jamaica recorded gross domestic product GDP growth of 1.4% for the 2016 calendar year. Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says this represents strengthening of the growth momentum when compared with the 2015 GDP figure of 0.9%. Growth was largely influenced by increased productivity in both the agriculture and utilities sectors.
The industries estimated to have recorded the largest growth during the year were agriculture, forestry and fishing, up 12.8%, electricity and water, up 3.8%, hotels and restaurants, up 2.1%, and transport, storage and communication, up 0.6%.
Dr. Henry was speaking at a recent PIOJ quarterly press briefing. He adds that the goods producing industry grew by 3.3% and the services industry by 0.8%. The Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, is one step closer to gaining university status following the passing of the Caribbean Maritime University 2017 bill in the Senate Friday. The new bill, passed with 26 amendments, will repeal the Caribbean Maritime Institute Act, under which the institution currently operates. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, says the move is an integral part of plans to attract international students.
This policy decision is indeed timely in our contemporary society economy and is congruent to the increasing quality of the maritime programs and the growing student demand. Jamaica now has the opportunity to transform our higher education sector, for which 70% of the total annual amount is spent on master's and doctoral studies, which goes to overseas institutions.
The minister notes that all courses offered by the CMI are structured to meet the needs of the maritime industry, adding that 85% of graduates are placed in jobs within 6 months after graduation, compared to other local universities. The bill will also facilitate access to international grant funding readily available to universities. In the meantime, the government will be awarding 10 scholarships to students from the People's Republic of China to pursue studies at the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI. This was announced by Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid during the opening debate on the Caribbean Maritime University CMU Bill 2017. The 5-year CMI scholarship program will cover tuition totaling $500,000 or $10,000 annually per student. The first year will be devoted to English language instruction as well as Jamaican and Caribbean cultural studies. Senator Reid says the scholarship program is in keeping with the government's commitment to strengthening relations between the two countries. The agreement was signed during a recent visit by a Jamaican delegation to China, led by Minister of Transport and Mining Mike Henry. And ground has been broken for the construction of a 1,500-unit housing scheme in Friendship in St. James. The scheme, dubbed the Estuary, is being undertaken by a partnership between the National Housing Trust and developer West Indies Home Contractors Limited. The development is scheduled to be completed by December 2019 at a cost of $7 billion. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the Estuary is just one of several NHT housing schemes set for construction over the medium term.
24 housing schemes will be ready for construction by the end of this year. Something a gwan in a Jamaica. So when you come and buy this house, be prepared to maintain the highest standard to ensure that the property values here can rise, because that is part of the prosperity agenda.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the Estuary Housing Scheme on Friday. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.